I studied and I thought on and I prayed about what to speak on tonight. And preacher, when he asked me last week, he said, when I did speak for the senior saints, I spoke on decoy Christians. I've been through enough of those people. I've seen decoy Christians, and I spoke on that. And he said, you know, he said the decoy Christian message would be good, but, you know, the Lord wouldn't let me use that. But I want to speak to you tonight. If you got your scriptures, stand. Verse number 5 says, trust in thine heart, and lean not unto thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come to you tonight in prayer. God, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in your house. God, we pray, God, now that you just move me out of the way. God, calm my nerves. God, help me to concentrate on what you've given me, God, and give it to the people like you've given it to me. And God, I know it'll be a blessing, God. And God, I just praise you for everything that you do. And we'll praise you and honor you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Tonight, if I had to title this message tonight, it would be Trust God Even When You Don't Understand.
Amen.
I looked it up, and I wanted to know about how many times trust was in the Bible. And I looked it up, and it said trust in the Bible about 134 times over 31 books. It said, but if you look at the word confidence, hope, faith, and words like that, it kind of sort of means the same thing. Said it was probably about 193 times. So I think if it was put in the Bible that many times, that it was important.
Amen.
You know, we look to everything in the world to put our trust in. And I told our Sunday school class when I used to teach the teens, I said, you know, I said, we have a spot inside of us which is called a soul. And we try to fill that with everything else of the world. We try to put alcohol, drugs, everything else into that spot, but nothing will fill that spot but Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to trust. As I was studying this, and I think about this, and I use this a lot, I never had any brothers and sisters. I think about Brother David, and I know he gives Josh a hard time, but I can tell you what, I bet there's nobody in this room that Brother David trusts more than Josh whenever it comes down to the nitty-gritty, because they're brothers. They're brothers and sisters. And the Bible says here in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, it says a man that has a friend must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Amen.
I may have never had any brothers and sisters, but I'm going to tell you, I had some friends that would stick by me through everything that I'd go through. I could call them at 3 o'clock. Matter of fact, just the other night, it's kind of weird because I have a daughter, now I have a son-in-law, and I think about losing my mom and dad and being not having any brothers and sisters. I kind of felt like a little bit like an orphan. You know, I had nobody else there for me. And then Megan had gotten with Clint, and they got married, and now I have a son-in-law, and then his dad. And just the other day, I needed to borrow an enclosed trailer. My wife come and talked to Joe. I text Joe. Joe didn't text me back at 11 o'clock at night, and I shouldn't have probably texted him that late. But the next morning, he called me back, but me not trusting anybody, I went ahead and got another trailer. But he called me. He said, look, he said, you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning if you need me. And, you know, I told Nancy on the way back, I said, look, brother, I said, I done already got one this morning, but you don't know how much that means to me. Somebody that says, hey, you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. The Bible says there that, and a lot of people don't understand this, and I use this a lot of times, especially when people say, well, nobody is friendly to me. Well, are you friendly to them? The Bible says right there clearly that if for you to have friends, you got to show yourself friendly.
Amen.
And if you can find that person, then they stick closer than a brother. As you know, nowadays, you can't trust friends, you can't trust neighbors. I think neighbors, whenever I was young, man, we would call our neighbor and we'd say, hey, can I borrow a stick of butter? Can I borrow an egg? Can I borrow this? There's no way right now that I would call any of my neighbors. And it's bad that I wouldn't ask them to borrow something. You never know what you're going to get. Because Nobody's trustworthy anymore. And obviously, if you can't trust the government, to be honest with you, I thought about this. This is a little funny, but I thought, you know, we put more trust in spray and wash than we do Jesus Christ. You let me went to a Italian restaurant today and ate spaghetti and got a red spot on this shirt. Boy, my wife would have said, when we get home, we get some spray and wash and get it out. Don't worry about it. And you know what? I've kind of become to trust spray and wash because I know where to get it out. But how many times have we been through things and that we have used Jesus Christ and he has come through for us, but still, it's still hard for us to trust him sometimes. I don't understand that. And I'm like that too. And I'm thinking, my gosh, why am I like that? I should trust him. I should be, the preacher says sometimes you should be standing up praising the Lord. And I think, you know, yeah, I should. And I get to feeling bad about it. But as good as he's been to me, it's easy to trust these hands and these feet. I know that, you know, the older I get, some, you know, I might not trust them as much anymore. But I know when I put one foot in front of the other, it's going to get me to where I'm going. I know that if I take my hand and I reach down and I grab something, I know that my hand's going to get it there. You know why I trust that so much? It's because it's part of me. If Jesus Christ becomes part of you, if it's in that little spot that I tell you that's your soul, if it's put in there like it should be, then you know what? You can trust it even more. Yeah. It's got to be a part of you. You can't just use it when you want to. And you heard this many times. You can't use it like a spare tire. Yeah. I hadn't spoken a while, but that don't mean I hadn't studied and prayed and asked the Lord for direction in my life. I'm not a deacon anymore, and I don't get to speak much more no more, and I'm okay with that. I'm not preacher. I'm not saying ask me to speak more. I'm not doing that because, man, whenever it does, it's like nothing. It consumes my life when he asks me, and it should do that because, you know, I put all my focus on that. But I trust him. I trust the Lord to give me what he wants me to speak on. Says life's not always makes sense. There will be days, doors unexpectedly closed, and situations leaves us searching for reasons and answers. But you know what? Through those hard times, we need to trust God. I'm telling you, I know Wes is going through a hard time with his health, but he still's got to trust God. I think about me now. The first thing whenever I got to thinking about retirement, I thought about whenever Nancy and I were talking about getting married. You know, I didn't have any brothers and sisters. My mom, man, I went to my mom for everything. And I asked her, I said, well, Mom, I said, what do I need to do to get married? What do I need to do? And she said, well, you got to do this and you got to do that. I said, well, my goodness, well, exactly how much money do I need to get married? Just tell me that, you know. I mean, because I want to get married. I mean, Nancy done pressured me so much, I needed to go ahead and do something. I'm just teasing. But she said, son, if you wait until you get enough, you'll never get married.
Amen.
So then you know what? I had to trust God.
Amen.
I had to... Man, I had it made. I was living at home with Mom and Daddy. I had two vehicles. I had money in the bank. I wasn't making about $7-$8 an hour, but I still had money,
Amen.
You know. And here I am going to buy a house or buy a mobile home at that time. I'm going to give her a vehicle. My goodness, I had to trust God,
right.
You know. And whenever I got to thinking about retirement, I thought about the same thing. When I started thinking about giving my notice to be retired, I thought, you know what? Everybody asks me, why are you retiring early? I said, what do you mean early? When's early?
Right.
I wish somebody would explain that to me because, yeah, obviously I'll be 62, but if I work to 64, obviously I'll draw more money. They said, well, full retirement is 67 at your age. I said, yeah, but if I work to 68, I'll draw more money. I've never been one out here to be money hungry or try to go for for all the money. I told him at the bleachery one time, I said, look, I said, if I have to start working, if I have to start overtime, I'm selling something. Because you know what? I need to trust God.
Amen.
And that's the way it is. I'm at 62, whenever I'm eligible, I'm getting out, and I'm going to trust God. Amen. Because whenever I lost my mom, I didn't have that person to go to answer all those questions that I thought she had all the answers to. I didn't have her, so you know what I had to do? I had to trust God.
Amen.
When I lost my dad and I felt like a little orphan, some, you know, with nobody around, I had to trust God. Each time you find yourself trusting God even more. I think about this. Benji, you and Tim come up here for a minute. I told them before church, I said, little Tim, come here. I told him, I said, you know what? I said, if God leads me in this direction, Benji, stand up here.
WWE.
Tim, come here. I'm going to use them. But I tell you what, I think about the trust that little David, that shepherd boy,
Amen.
Had to have when he went down in that valley to go against that giant with that slingshot and those three rocks. I think about that. And I don't know what the picture looked like, but in my mind, it kind of looked like this. You know, the king even told him, said, here, take my body armor. Take this. And David said, no, that hadn't, you know, I'm paraphrasing this. It hadn't proven itself, you know. But what had proven itself was Jesus Christ. There's no doubt that David had Jesus Christ and was going to bring him through this fight. He was going to bring him through and bring him on the other end. Good, thank you, guys. I just wanted them to be able to come up here so you could kind of get a visual of it. The Bible says that you know, that Goliath was about 9 foot something, and I looked it up and see what David was. David was probably about 5'5". I'm telling you, for you to go down into that valley knowing that you was fixing to face just giants. The trust that he had to have in Jesus Christ. But you know why he had that trust in Jesus Christ? It's because he had done fought other things.
Amen.
That had God had brought him through. And he trusted. He seen where that trust had been proven before. I think about Peter was out on that boat. I think about him. And, you know, nobody else asked Jesus, if it's you, bid me to come to you. Nobody else said that. But Peter, how much trust did Peter have to step out that boat onto that water in that raging storm? And then I'm telling you one thing. When we get a little hangnail or headache or something, we don't want to trust God. I can't imagine how much trust Brother David and Jeannie has in the Lord, knowing that Tanner is over there fighting for our country. I can't imagine how much trust somebody has whenever they're going through a battle, them and their spouse. I've been fortunate, Nancy and I've been married 38 years, and we haven't had to go through that. Somebody asked me the other night, we were eating last night, and the little couple sat down beside of us, and they said they were celebrating their anniversary. And I said, how long have y'all been married? They said, well, we hadn't been married, but we've been together for 8 years. And I said, I want to try to make sure everything's right before I get our Aster. And I said, you're doing the right thing. He said, what is the key? I didn't tell him this. I should have told him that. I should have said, trust in God.
Amen.
I should. That was an opportunity that I missed to witness to this. It seems like sometimes I trust God more whenever I was out there in the world. I think about the times, and Brother Mike can vouch, there was times we were out in places sometimes, and I don't understand how in the world I made it home every single night. And I think back the next morning, I would think, good grief, how in the world did I get home? I don't even remember getting home last night. And stupid me would go right through Main Street. I said, oh, the cops won't be on Main Street. That's where the police department was at that time. You know, they'll be out. how much trust did I have in God when I wasn't even in church? When I left those bars, trust that I have, I won't never forget, man, it was devastating to hear that when the doctor came out and told me that my mom had cancer. She was the one that always had the answers, you know? And I said, what am I going to do? I mean, I fell apart. That's terrible news. But I needed to trust God more. I tell everybody, I said, you know what? I don't know why, but I look back now. I lost my mom first to cancer over a 6-year period of time. And God allowed her to go down to a point to where I said, okay, God. Matter of fact, the night before we left that hospital that night, I knowing I wasn't going to go back probably, I prayed and I asked God. I said, God, if it's your will, just take her on. And there's no way that if she had not got to that point that I would have been able to pray that. There's no way. I would have been devastated. Somebody told me one time, and it means it does. It is proven. I lost my mom over a 6-year period of time. And you know what? My mom suffered. She went through cancer for 6 years. Never one time went off of chemo. I lost my dad just like that with a massive heart attack and found him a couple days later. While my mom went through that time, she suffered. When I lost my dad like that, I suffered because I didn't have that mourning time to get to that point to where I was ready for him to go. What about whenever those bills can't be paid? That's another thing. I've worked with a girl that she asked me one time. She says, has your power bill or water bill never been turned off or anything like that? She was going through a hard time and her power bill or something had been cut off. And I said, you know what? No. It better not either. Nancy pays that, you know. She complains so much this time of the year that it's so high, but before it gets cut off, let me know, you know. But what about when those bills can't be paid? You know, we need to trust God.
Amen.
But you know what? We start looking for other, I'm going through a hard time. I'll go out here and drink. I'll go out here and do drugs. I'm telling you, I live in an area, I tell you, I see it every single day. If anything else, man, I'd never turn to drugs. I see how it's done people that lives around me. They ride bikes and walk up and down the street all the time. And I see that. If I was young, I would never do that now. I see young girls come in there and they walking up and down them streets. And, man, they'll come in there. I think, my gosh, you could be something. But you have letting this take hold of you. Where you should let Jesus Christ take hold of you. I told Nancy one time, I said, I tell you what, I said, if I could get that boy to work for me like he works for them, I could become a millionaire.
Amen.
Because, boy, he's going to ride that bike from Airport Crossroads out to Jones Crossroad about every single day. And if he worked that hard for somebody, he could become something in his life if he could trust God. It says here, it says, he sees what we can't see. He knows what we don't know. And he always working beyond what we can imagine. Even when the way is dark, his light never goes out. I don't care what you're going through. He's there for you. Remember that the same Savior that calmed the raging storm speak to troubled hearts. Peace be still. He has not abandoned you. He walks before you and stands beside you and faithfully keeps every promise he has made. There could not be nothing else that you can trust. There's not any drugs. There's not any alcohol. But you can trust this. And you can trust him. Psalms 56, verse 3 says, what time I'm afraid, I trust in thee. It says, remember, trust doesn't begin when everything makes sense. It begins when you decide God is worth your trust regardless of the situation. This spoke to me this week as I was studying and trying to put this together to speak tonight. I thought, you know, there's a lot of times in my life that I do not trust God when I should trust him.
That's right.
About a year ago, Nancy went and had some blood work done, some issues with her liver. And I'm thinking, you know, what is going to be the situation of this? And so we completely changed the way we eat. We completely changed what we cook with. And we together did it. We've lost probably about 120 pounds together. But we could not have done that by ourselves. She could not have done that with me trying to eat one way and her eating another way. But on the other hand, we couldn't be married 38 years and be at the age we are and be where we are with God if one of us would have trusted God and one of us had not trusted God. If we wouldn't have been pulled away from God, it would have been tough on us. It would have been tough. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen.
Man, I'm telling you, if we can grasp a hold of that and we trust him, then you know what? We can get through it. It's hard to trust something I haven't saw. I may not have saw it, but I can tell you right now, I've felt it. I've experienced it. Haven't you, Wes? I'm telling you, when Cole's standing up here, you know what? He was experiencing it. I think about Jeannie sung that song last week, and it's so intimate to me. I feel like I can just take myself in the arms of Jesus Christ, just him loving on me when she sings that. And when Tanner would sing that, he would fall apart. And I'm thinking, you know what? Man, he's feeling it. There's a breeze blowing by here. If they'll come get us a song for invitation.